Hello, hello, hello. I'm Jen Bay.
And I'm John Curtis. And this is the Nerd Couples Show.
Settling your nerd arguments.
From Grindelwald to garbage movies.
One episode at a time. Because you know how to love me like a nerd. This week's show in Nerd Approved, we're going to tell you our recommended book of the week and talk about new release movies, including The Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore.
Uh-huh, and Everything Everywhere All at Once.
And of course, some nerd news.
Mm-hmm. First up, movies other people hate that you'll defend to the grave.
So John keeps trying to get me to watch terrible movies he thinks are great. So today we're going to put it to the test and see if he can convince you that they are good.
Oh, they're good.
So we have our top terrible movies that we each like, but other people hate that we would defend to the grave.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Well, mine's an obvious because even your sister called it out before the show even started. Twilight. He's going to turn red right now. Because
I know. I have a confession to make. I used to hate it. And kind of like it. So you may be asking, why the heck would you like Twilight after not liking it? Well, this is why. If it's put in front of your face 1,000 times, it's going to start to grow on you.
Because
this
true.
One plays it every single night.
That's not true either. But also, I would think you would get tired of movies. I get tired of movies. I don't even usually watch a movie a second time, even if I love it. Like, Love Actually is probably one of my favorite movies of all time. And I maybe watch it once every other year. For some reason, Twilight, I do. I love watching this movie. It gives me an adrenaline rush. There is so much romance. And here's the thing. I know that the movies got better probably as they went on. But the first one is the only one, the one directed by Catherine Hardwicke, is
right.
The only one that has that breath between Bella and Edward. Like this just, well, it's just like this, like you just know they're like magnets who need each other. And that is hard to capture in film. And as a director who directs romantic stuff, I appreciate it.
Is this really a movie that qualifies for being hated? Because.
Yeah. If I went on a nerd group and I was like,
Twilight, yeah.
There would be a bunch of haters.
You're right. I'm going to start with one that I think is like a top five comedy of all time.
Okay.
I watch it with so much joy every time. Super Troopers by Broken Lizard. Come on, guys. The turn of the century was happening.
But do other people think that's bad? I mean, I think it's... I wouldn't watch it because I'm that kind of humor, but...
I honestly... It's not that popular. I've looked it up. People are like, oh, yeah, Super Troopers. Hey, I think it's one of the greatest comedies of all time. Nerds, what say you?
Okay.
You've never seen it. Hey, would you actually watch it with me?
No, I will not because I know the humor and I don't like it. If you know what kind of humor you do and do not like,
but,
why would you put yourself through it?
But you like Billy Madison.
No, you can't always throw Billy Madison in. It's always his thing. If you be like Billy Madison, you like all stupid comedy.
If you like Billy Madison, that...
Billy Madison has heart. Super Troopers doesn't have heart.
Said no one ever.
It has heart. Where do you... all Adam Sandler movies have heart.
The Super Troopers have a musical number in it? I don't think so.
It's got a song that plays when someone tries to seduce a highway patrolman.
Oh,
who wants a mustache ride? Okay.
That alone. I'm done. No.
Over it.
Okay. So one of the ones I'm going to bring up is one that I don't know why you guys crap on it because all of you liked it when it came out. Face Off.
I like Face Off.
You're even the one who said you thought Face Off was stupid.
It's okay. It's freaking ridiculous. And watching it, I would watch it for its cheesiness. Now.
I didn't think it was cheesy. I think that John Travolta and Nick Cage gave some of the best performances playing each other. I remember just thinking this movie was so good. Now, have I visited it since it came out? No.
Also, you're listing movies people like. Like, people like Face Off.
People like every movie that you're going to name. No one's going to name a movie that someone doesn't
like. No, but
like
universally panned is what we're looking for, though, right?
I don't know. You can't.
I've heard people hate on Face Off.
Oh, okay.
You've hated on Face Off.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if we watch it today, we'd be like, oh, my God.
There's. I'm going to work with
So wait. List. He took his face and put it on his own.
Right, but okay, if we're gonna go with science being bad, let's talk about every Star Wars movie and how none of them make sense. Bugu asks, has anyone watched Face Off in the last 10 years? And I will answer honestly, no, but now I'm going to.
Oh,
and I'm gonna report back then.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm excited now. That would be really fun.
Hey, Alexa, remind us to watch Face Off tonight at 6 p.m.
Showgirls.
I don't think I've ever watched Showgirls. I think I've been, maybe I did, but blocked it out.
So, we're talking about movies people hate, but you'll watch and defend them to the grave. This movie it's bad, but it's so enjoyable to watch. I actually started watching it as a drinking game before I gave up drinking, but it is so bad. It's really, really good.
Well, why? Why is it good?
Because, okay, this is from the same director that gave us Starship Troopers, not to be confused with Super Troopers, which I just mentioned. But, so, Verhoeven, he also did RoboCop, too. So, this guy has a great, resume behind him, and then he comes out with what he was trying to, this dark, dark thriller about strippers, which...
You can't even say it without laughing.
Every single moment is so bad. It's just badly executed from script to acting. Elizabeth Berkley gets in there and she tries to be... Help me out, nerds. It's a train wreck.
You're saying you'll defend it to the truth. So if it's that bad, why do you like it?
Because those bad moments make me grin ear to ear. And then boobies.
Well, it also did give us a fun scene in Saved by the Bell, the reboot.
Yeah.
Where they kind of gave homage to that. So I guess you have that going for you. Okay, I'm going to give you one that's going to maybe cause... Again, you're going to say, but people like it. Here's the thing. Your sister actually gave me this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Not only am I going to say that I'm going to say Force Awakens...
What?
But I'm going to say Force Awakens in that I think it's the best of all of the Star Wars.
You can't use...
I can do whatever I want, first of all. Secondly, we're talking about movies that other people think are bad. That's bull. That is bullarchy.
No one thinks Force Awakens is bad.
A lot of people do, especially people who like The Last Jedi.
It's like top three highest grossing movies of all time.
It doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is, I will go to my grave saying it is the best. I will go to my grave saying it's the best Star Wars of all the Star Wars. Would you agree with that?
I don't agree with that statement. I don't think it's a bad movie, though.
We didn't call it bad movies. Okay. What we said was movies other people hate that you'll defend to the grave.
You know what's happening, though? You've got this very vocal minority of people who are like, it's not as good as the originals, and I'm going to blah, blah, blah. That's what's happened there. But most people like Force Awakens. Right?
I hope. But that's not the point. My point is, I would defend it to the grave that it's the best of the Star Wars movies.
Wow, I mean, you're wrong, but that's fine.
And Rise of Skywalker really close behind, and I feel like it's because Rey is just, I just love Rey so much.
Yeah, we could do a segment on characters that people hate that you'll defend to the grave, and then Rey would be.
I also want to bring up something else because I've been listening to Dax Shepard's latest podcast with Paul Feig. Am I saying it's a Feig?
Yeah, Feig.
Who is just lovely, and I would love to work with him. And they started talking about the Ghostbusters reboot with all the women, and literally all he did was go, this will be fun. I know some funny women. Let's just make a movie with them. Not trying to make...
That's a movie I would defend to the death.
Thank you. Female Ghostbusters. And the reason is, and on the show, Monica says something like, there was a certain generation that didn't like it. And I'm like, no. Let's be specific. There was a certain gender that didn't like it. Of that generation. You're of that gender and generation, but you liked it.
Right? I did. It was gatekeepers of the original Ghostbusters that were all up in arms and...
But most of the people who are like...
to be women. It's because they don't want it to be women.
Right. They were saying that he's trying to be a social justice warrior. He's like, he just wanted to make a funny movie. And he did. It was funny. I enjoyed it. And...
That shit... I don't know how that... That fits perfectly into what our discussion is, yes. And none of us brought that up.
Well, I'm bringing it up now.
Yeah, okay, great.
What do you mean? I'm bringing it up right now.
Much better than Force Awakens.
I have one.
Wait, Harley, go ahead.
What do you got?
Toy Story 2 is amazing.
No.
The scene where he gets, cleaned. best scene in any Toy Story movie, and y'all can't fight me on that. No, nope.
I don't even remember Toy Story 2. It was so bad. It was so boring. I remember the first one. No, I remember the third one.
No, Toy Story 2 was not bad. It was boring. Toy Story 4 was bad.
Garbage.
4, I remember more than 2.
Well, because that came out recently.
Yeah.
2 was with the like stinky, the stinky Pete or whatever, and, and they didn't want to.
It's the one with the toy barn, and you get to see all the toys, and then he gets cleaned and fixed up.
Toy Story 3 going toward the incinerator. That is all.
Yeah, Toy Story 3 is definitely the most memorable.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
So my last movie
says, "Wait, there was a Toy Story 4?"
Yeah, no, go see it.
Just no.
Go see it. Go see it.
Like it didn't happen.
Go see it.
The Toy Story shorts are better than Toy Story 4.
There's Toy Story shorts.
You've seen one with me, I'm sure. They've been on like Disney Plus, and we watch them.
Actually, I want to buy some Toy Story shorts. I'd wear them with my Toy Story shirts.
And Maria would like to back up the fact that there are a ton of people who hated episodes 7 through 9.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing with that. But 7 was obviously the most popular. My last movie that I will defend to the grave that everyone hates, and I didn't even know this was hated. It was Krull, the 1980s movie.
So bad.
So I'll watch this. I own it. I'll watch it anytime. And then Mystery Science Theater riffed on it. And I realized, oh, this might be bad.
Why do you like it?
It's amazing. The music. Okay, the score is just incredible. And it's just this wonderful fantasy with this really cool centerpiece weapon. Now, going back, I watched it. And like they do spend 5 minutes of this guy mountain climbing with music, and it's not the best storytelling. Krull, I love it. I don't care.
It's like they had to fill, they needed filler to break out the time.
Really, it could have been done in 10 seconds. Like, I'm going to go up this mountain and get this weapon. But they spent like, all this time.
They were like, at the time, they're like, this is such a beautiful shot. But now we're like, I think maybe that's what happened. And stuff. So,
yeah. No,
whatever. All right.
All right.
Move on. All right, so this week in Nerd Approved, one thing I want to bring up before we get into movies is this book.
Schitt's Creek, the only time we can say that word and not get bleeped.
It's called Best Wishes, Warmest Regards, The Story of Schitt's Creek. It's by Dan and Eugene Levy, and inside it is these beautiful stories.
Behind-the-scenes stuff.
Imagery. I literally took my time reading it, like, every day for, like, a month or so. I would read one or two stories because I wanted it to last. And it was great because I was basically getting to revisit all of my, revisit all the stories, and you would remember all your episodes. But you would get these great behind-the-scenes stories. And as a filmmaker, I just live for that stuff. Uh-huh. Like talking about how they had to change scripts to match something better. Or Annie Murphy was talking about how when she was at the graduation scene and you cut to her and you watch her now knowing this story I'm about to tell you, but she's tearing up because her mom surprises her in singing on stage. But when you watch it back, now that you know the story, you see it's not really Annie Murphy in character as Alexis. You would see Annie Murphy being like, oh my God, Catherine is singing to me. Like, aww. You just see the difference. And there's so many moments like that through the story. So if you're a Schitt's Creek fan, I cannot recommend enough.
This is how good it is, because I'll be close to sleep and she's like, oh, listen to this. And I'll be like, oh, okay, fine. And she'll tell this story and I'll be wide awake afterwards and wanting more.
Yeah, one of my favorite stories is Dan and Patrick. Thank you. And Patrick is singing to for the open night. And Dan is very like, oh my God, this is gonna be so embarrassing. And he ends up being this amazing, does this amazing rendition of Tina Turner's The Best. And it's so cute. And the story goes, he was the one who did the arrangement. He is the one who came to that. They put the camera on the audience first to give him the audience to give him a warm-up time. And then as he sings, you get real reaction of them being like, oh my God, he can sing. So you get all these real
And you
reactions.
Don't even know this stuff unless you read the book.
So now you go back and you watch it and you get to see all this fun stuff. So as a filmmaker, as an actor, somebody in the biz, it's like,
yeah,
mwah, primo. Okay, next up. We have
Fantastic Beasts, Secrets of Dumbledore.
Fantastic Beasts. We should not do that. We're terrible.
I'm old and white.
So it's about Professor Dumbledore. He knows his powerful dark wizard, wizard Grindelwald, is moving to seize control of the wizarding world.
He's unable to stop him alone, so he entrusts his magi zoologist, Newt Scamander, to lead an intrepid team of wizards and witches.
And they soon encounter an array of old and new beasts as they clash with Grindelwald's legion of followers.
Directed by David Yates.
He did the other Fantastic Beasts movies. Mm-hmm. He did Order of the Phoenix, Harry Potter, mm-hmm. among other things.
Stars Eddie Redmayne as the adorable Newt Scamander, Jude Law as Professor Dumbledore,
and Mads Mikkelsen as Grindelwald, and the cutest, what is the name of the little cute?
The Chillin.
Chillinzite.
Every creature in that movie I need. I've always needed my little pocket guy, which I never can remember the name of.
A Bowtruckle.
Bowtruckle.
Thank you. Oh, we should know that from our game.
Anyway. I just love them all. I want them all.
So the movie, though.
Yes.
I think is the best of all the Fantastic Beasts movies.
Oh, you are
movies.
Out of your freaking mind. Are you serious?
100% correct here. This is why. The other Fantastic Beasts movies are wonderful in their own right. But this one starts to, almost in the way that Mandalorian suddenly pulls a Luke Skywalker on you. You're like, oh my God. This is pulling like the Hogwarts world closer, like, it felt like a warm blanket, comfortable.
I disagree. It actually had less Hogwarts. I wanted more Hogwarts. Number two, the last one, Crimes of Grindelwald, was by far my favorite of the series so far. It had way more action. It had way more Hogwarts. This one was very slow at times. There was way too much talking. There was not enough action. There was not enough Hogwarts. But I will say, the epic ending makes you be like, okay, I want more.
How do we become different people? Because I like the fact that there wasn't just action, action, action all the time, and that we lived in these quiet moments and this character development. And
even the action wasn't even that great. Like the whole, there's a certain fight at the end. I'm going to keep the spoiler free. And I'm just like, this is really what they're going to do for the end? Like,
that was the issue I had with the second movie, and also kind of with this third movie, is that they left everything open again. Like with the first movie, it was like wrapped up into a little bow mm-hmm. because I think it was like
bow chuckle.
They thought
it was going to be a one off.
It was going to be one movie, and then they just left everything kind of out in the open. But there's five movies, so I guess they kind of
five. Well, like obviously,
they
there's
definitely set up for more.
Well, as this one progressed, I'm like, oh, okay, definitely going to have room for another. But five?
I think you could go on forever
five
with this.
More.
No, I know, but I would think one more to wrap up what's going to happen next, and
honestly, I think Newt's adventures are my favorite part, and we could have those forever and ever. Like, that could be a Disney Plus series for me. I love his adventures with magical creatures.
And how cute is Newt? He's so, so cute the whole time.
Eddie Redmayne is some masterclass character, just... He's so good in everything he does.
Because he's nothing like that in real life. It's insane.
I know. I just congrats, man. Jude Law is Dumbledore. Oof, good. Good.
So
give me more.
Jason is saying Crimes equals Empire Strikes Back. So is Crimes of Grindelwald, is it similar to Empire Strikes Back?
I think he's saying it's a sequel that's better than the original.
I agree with that for sure.
And I'm going to disagree.
You don't think the sequel is better than the original?
No.
You thought the original Fast Times at Freddy's was better than the second
one? I would order them... Secrets of Dumbledore, best, the first one, and then the second.
You guys watched the first two before you saw this one, right?
Yeah.
Correct. Well, no, we didn't rewatch.
I mean, we didn't rewatch, but
we
were going to, but time. Ultimately, I will say it's a hit.
It's
you
a hit.
See it.
Roll the dice.
We have
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yes.
Little indie movie.
When an interdimensional rupture unravels reality, an unlikely hero must channel her newfound powers to fight bizarre and bewildering dangers from the multiverse as the fate of the world hangs in the balance.
Directed by Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert, known as the Daniels.
It stars Michelle Yeoh from from Crazy Rich Asians, among other things.
Among other things.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm butchering people's names.
K. Hugh Kwan.
He was the husband in this, but he, the whole time, all I could see
I knew it right away.
Was pictures of power from Goonies.
He is Short Round from Temple of Doom.
Yes, and it was so lovely to see him. He had the same youthful energy.
Yeah, I don't know.
But is it a grown up? But also, he had that other serious layer.
Yeah, yeah.
It stars Stephanie Hugh, I want to say, who plays their daughter Joy. Do you know who she is?
No.
But she looked familiar, didn't she?
The whole time, I was trying. Where is
she? Is Joel Maisel's new girlfriend who's pregnant and the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh my God!
I know. It also has Jamie Lee Curtis, and she's crazy. Like, you've never seen Jamie Lee Curtis be this crazy.
This whole movie was crazy. Crazy. I also want to mention,
and this is James Hong, he's just a journeyman legend, actor who's legend. Been doing it forever and ever.
But you're blowing my freaking mind with Stephanie and her, like, oh God, she is so good in Maisel. She's so good in this.
Yeah, and totally different. Like, she plays much younger in this. She has all these sort of teenage angst kind of feelings.
This movie offers a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Okay. I will say, on the bad side, I thought sometimes it was very convoluted. It took it's kind of a little bit of, because it's a multiverse. Of course, it's going to be a little bit of a mess. Sometimes it was too preachy on the message. Often went way too far with the gags. Come on.
No.
There was points. I'm not going to ruin it. The spoiler-free review, but way too far.
I would say not far enough. No. I'm sorry. Jokes aside, fantastic movie. Everything she said, the flaws, the strengths.
Well, apparently we're finding today that you like movies that just talk a lot.
I do.
But this had a good mix of action.
No,
and
this had
story.
Plenty of action.
I just think it could have been cut down, which I think of almost every movie now could be cut down by 20 minutes at least. But I mean, ultimately, it's very original. It's very funny. Mm-hmm. It's very heartwarming. So it's got a lot going on for it. Mm-hmm. And you see all these actors in ways you've never seen them.
Yeah. Because you know how to love me like a
nerd. I want to share with you guys my new favorite nerd. My new favorite nerd. Go ahead and play the new favorite nerd.
You know what I think? I think you're going to change the world someday.
No, I will.
What? I think you're going to.
I'm evil.
Whoa.
I'll make everybody witches and bats and vampires.
And make them all sassy like you?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I won't
do that. Okay, good.
No. I'm just joking. I'll never do that.
Good.
I love her so much.
See, this little thing?
I make them all vampires. It bats.
A little head swag.
I love it so much.
New favorite nerd. I like her.
She's my new favorite nerd. All right. That was all for my happy nerd news this week. So let's get into nerd news. I have some nerd news.
Tell me.
I have some nerd
news. You know, actually, I'll start us off with a rumor. A news rumor, which I don't normally like to do, but the source was semi-good, so I'm going to put it out there and tell me what you think. HBO Max developing a Severus Snape show. What? Did I just hear from the prominent Slytherin amongst us?
I don't like Severus Snape. He's basically a Nazi.
Oh.
What?
Yes. He calls people mudbloods. That's a slur.
Severus Snape?
Yeah. And he wasn't in love with Lily Potter.
Wait.
He was not in love with Lily Potter. He was obsessed with Lily. I guess she wasn't Lily Potter by then. But also, it doesn't give the right, you know, to give James Potter to do whatever he did, because he's a jerk too. But Severus Snape is not a good person. Not a good man. He bullied this child because he was the child of a girl that he was obsessed with. I don't like it. I don't like this man. And he's basically in, you know, wizard Nazi. So
I would not. I don't want to see the prequel before Alan Rickman. And I can't see Alan Rickman because he's gone. Yeah. So bye. No Severus Snape.
This is controversial because, first of all, I don't think Severus Snape ever calls anyone mudblood.
Not in the movies, but in the books he does.
Well, I guess I'm rereading a lot. Just to find that out. I don't know. I think it would be cool to see where Severus Snape comes from. What do you got?
So those of you who are in LA, Cobra Kai cast, including Ralph and, brain fart.
William Zabka.
Thank you. Are going to be live in LA as part of the Netflix is a Joke series. And they're going to be the Microsoft Theater. And I want to go so bad.
I saw tickets.
We're flying out that night.
Yeah. Also, tickets are expensive.
Expensive schmensive.
Wow.
The reason we're not going is because we're flying out.
Thank
that
you,
night.
Sugar mama.
I wonder how fun that would be.
I mentioned this before, but I'm going to say it again only because I want to pose the question. Maggie and Negan are getting a spinoff show.
Oh my gosh.
So, what in the world could possibly be different about that show that we already haven't seen rehashed 1,000 times on The Walking Dead?
They've got so many spinoffs coming in. It's literally, it's just going to now be like more of the same, but split up into different series. Yep,
like,
we couldn't even, like, I'm going to watch like the last 3 episodes of Walking Dead just because I was a huge fan. We stopped watching years ago because it just got too repetitious.
I want them to say, okay, this is how the world ends, or this is how the world goes back to normal. That's all I want.
That's exactly how I feel about the Supernatural spinoff that's happening.
There's
I'm
a
not happy
Supernatural spinoff?
Yeah.
That's nerd news.
That came out years ago, months ago.
Well, what's it about?
I'm pretty sure it's about John Winchester, who nobody likes, so... Who cares?
Okay.
Huh. I do want to go back really quick on our Snape discussion because Hafuga says, I want to see Adam Driver as a young Snape. Does that change your mind? Does that change your mind, Harley?
Nope. I don't want to see Adam Driver like that.
What?
Okay. And Sandy says, we don't have a lot of time, babe. So Sandy says, Alan Rickman will always be Snape. No one else. Leave it alone.
I'm sorry.
I will give it that.
Adam Driver could handle it. I know. Okay, fine.
Okay, so I have Howard the Duck. I just have an interesting story. So it's kind of like nerd news because it just came out, but I didn't know where to put it. So
that
should
have been on the people movies people hate.
Yeah, but I can't defend it to the grave because I tried to watch it in recent times and it was terrible. So the guy who replaced, did you know that Robin Williams was originally the cast as Howard the Duck?
No.
So that alone was mind-blowing. Secondly,
who was Howard the Duck?
I'm terrible. I should have got his name before we count on here. But the guy who did get Howard the Duck, Robin Williams was Howard the Duck. But they had a film Howard the Duck before. Like, they had a film with the puppet mouth moving. So someone read the lines and the puppet mouth moved.
Yeah.
Then Robin Williams was in a booth trying to mimic the duck. And he was like, I can't work like this. Like, this the duck is too stiff. He quit. So the guy who got Howard the Duck, who basically got his shot, was because Robin Williams quit.
Wow. Okay.
I thought it was interesting news that just came out.
That's, yeah. Okay. It's a fun little story. Another Alien movie is coming to Hulu. And I say this because it's produced by Ridley Scott himself. So I know that Hulu wants premium content to compete with all the other services. And this will be big. I know Ridley's putting out, like, you know, Prometheus and all that other stuff, but I'm excited about this one. Hulu also has a new Predator movie dropping this year. So the Predator alien thing, it's all coming together.
Blah,
I see.
Blah,
yeah, that's about as good as your Howard the Duck, huh? Okay.
No, I mean, that Howard the Duck stuff was an interesting story about Robin. I didn't even know Robin Williams was doing the voice. So it's interesting. This is more aliens.
I can't wait. Blah. Give me the stuffs.
For those of you who did not yet see The Batman, but you have HBO Max, in 2 days, you're going to be able to watch it for free.
I can't wait to watch it again.
April 18th. I know Harley's probably going to watch it again. And now you can skip to the parts you want to watch. Skip over all those stupid romance-y parts.
Those are not stupid parts. Thank you.
Awful. Terrible.
One nerd argument.
Disney Plus has cast their lead for the Percy Jackson show, which, do we really need a Percy Jackson
show?
The movies were bad enough.
But it's going to star Walker.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Star, but that's not right. Anyway, the kid who played young Ryan Reynolds is now going to play Percy Jackson.
Oh, that guy. He's good.
He got his break.
The last thing I wanted to say was James Gunn went out and talked about Star Wars.
Okay.
And he said Rogue One is the most underrated Star Wars movie of all time.
I know you guys love Rogue One. I just, I don't know.
I don't think it was the most underrated Star Wars movie of all time. Come on, guy. But whatever.
Well, I mean, people write it off and you loved it.
I loved it. Liked it.
I don't know. It kind of didn't really fit in for me. It was just kind of like a smushed in there. But I also didn't love the Solo movie either.
I liked
it, but I didn't love it.
Solo? No, it's
but
not
I
better
love,
than Rogue One.
Love the Rey movies. So. Except Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Well,
that's it, nerds.
That's the show.
If you're listening to the podcast, we encourage you to join us live on Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific or on our Facebook and YouTube channels.
Get into the conversation.
Yeah. Thank you to show producer Harley Quinn.
Thank and you to music show producer. By Chris Edgar.
Opening animations by Jesse Yang.
Show transitions by Steve Richardson.
Until next week, keep embracing the nerd you love.
And all that makes them weird. Thank you for being with us.
See you, nerds.
Bye. You've been listening to The Nerd Couple Show. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review, as it really helps others find the show, which helps us keep delivering fun content. We're also on all of your other favorite podcast apps, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This show is supported by our listeners just like you. Please visit nerdcoupleshow.com to find all the ways you can help keep supporting us, including our merch shop and direct donation through PayPal. Thank you again for being on this hero's journey with us.